Are you thinking about going to Europe, spending a semester abroad? Don't bother. Just go to the Everglades. There's full of Germans and French people. You don't even have to go to Europe. You can just go there. I met a bunch of Germans and French people when I went to the Everglades. But I can't blame them. Why wouldn't they go? The Everglades is an amazing, unique ecosystem. Unique? I'm not just throwing that word around. It really is unique. There's no other place in the world like the Everglades. Why is that? Well, it begins with the Kissimmee River emptying into Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee is the second largest freshwater lake in the United States, second to Lake Michigan. But who cares? What we do care about is the fact that there are fan boats all over the place, which are awesome. Fan boat is a boat that is designed to be operated in less than a foot of water, even a few inches. They can work. There's no propeller that sticks down. It's just a smooth, flat bottom, and there's a giant fan, 4 or 5 feet wide in the back. So the fan boats push themselves around using air. You can also find them in other parts of Mississippi and Louisiana and the bayous, but they are found in the Everglades. This is because the Everglades is essentially a flooded plain, grassy plain. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, a journalist and early environmentalist, described the Everglades as a river of grass. This is very descriptive because the sawgrass and other types of grass that grow there are coming up from the bottom through just a couple of feet or even just a few inches in some cases, and fan boats are the only way to get around. And you need to be able to get around because the Everglades during full flood season is 60 miles wide, 60 miles of alligators and Burmese pythons and invasive species. Burmese python can eat a full-grown deer. They're becoming a huge problem. If you like to kill things, you could probably go down there and when you're 18 and get a job harvesting Burmese pythons because they're taking over and they can be up to 20 feet long. Rivaling the size of alligators. Not only are there alligators, American alligators in Florida Everglades, but also the American crocodile. That's right, crocodiles. Crocodiles are distinct because more of their teeth are on the outside, and as far as I can tell, they have smaller brains. So it looks like smaller brain and more teeth, so I find them pretty scary. And in the next segment, I will tell you a story about when I came into close contact with, not a crocodile. Anyway, hold on.
It's Earth Science Podcast Story Time.
Okay, I was walking along the main path. There was a side trail. I took it. Walking up along the side trail were a few young, teenagers, like 12 or 13, out of breath, excited. They told me they'd been throwing rocks at a big alligator, and it was really angry, and that I should go look at it. And I said, okay, awesome. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm surprised these kids haven't been eaten yet. And so I kept going, and I'm looking for the alligator. Don't see it. I started looking for trees to climb in case the alligator jumps out. It didn't jump out, but I did see it. It was pretty big. It was so big that I actually saw its head and sticking out from some grass, and I was looking for the rest of its body, and then I turned my head even further, and then I saw the rest of the body. I thought, oh, gee whiz, this thing is huge. Anyway, I left, and content with what I'd seen, found some other people, said, hey, there's an alligator up there, check it out. Okay, so I continue on down the trail. They catch up and said, we didn't find the alligator. And I said, all right, well, let's go back and look at it. We went back to right where we were. We get back there. I realize the alligator's still there. I say, the alligator's right there in the grass. One of them jumps and yells and scares the alligator. And the alligator lets out this terrifying roar. Sounded like a dinosaur. And for a second, I thought, oh, this is where I get eaten because I was trying to help some people see an alligator. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I made it out alive. And so did they.
It's Earth Science. Podcast story time.
This concludes this episode of Earth Science Podcast. Study.